Thank you, Gavin. Thank you, Yuwen.
谢谢嘉伦, 谢谢余文.
Thank you for leading us in time and worship.
感谢你们带领我们崇拜.
Now, this evening, we turn to John chapter 15.
今天傍晚我们翻阅到这约翰福音的第十五章.
And our title for this evening's message is Greater Love Has No One Than This.
而我们今天呢, 正道的这个主题呢, 就是没有这个爱, 比这更大伟大的。
Well, in the past month of March and now in April,
在过去的这三月跟四月份,
you know, we have been speaking about the gospel.
我们都谈到了这个福音。
Well, these 2 months have been months that we call gospel emphasis months.
这两个月呢, 我们就称为这个福音重点的这月份。
These are months that we specially seek to present the gospel. We seek to present the Lord Jesus Christ.
这两个月呢, 我们特别的去寻求是展示这个福音, 还有主耶稣基督。
Well, one of the things that we have learned in the past month about the Lord Jesus is that He gives us life.
在这过去一个月里, 我们学到的就是耶稣他给了我们曙光。
No matter how old we can be, He gives us life.
不管我们多年轻或多年长, 他都给了我们曙光。
Whether you are a student, whether you are expecting mother, whether you are an older person, He gives life that is incomparable.
不管是学生, 孕妇, 还是年长的人, 他都给了我们这样的一个曙光。
And so this evening, we seek to speak about the Lord Jesus again.
所以这个今天傍晚呢, 我们寻求的又要来诉说着主耶稣基督。
So, but what is it that we can learn about the Lord Jesus today?
我们呢,今天呢,可以学习到耶稣的哪一方面呢?
Well, the Lord Jesus is one who gives us great love.
而耶稣呢,他给了我们这伟大的爱。
Love.
爱。
How do we understand love?
我们要怎么去理解爱呢?
Love is not easy to understand.
爱是不容易理解的。
And you know, in John 15, the text that we are reading today,
而今天傍晚我们在这约翰福音书十五章读到的,
the Lord Jesus was trying to explain to the disciples what love really is.
而这耶稣呢, 他就要向他的门徒来解释这爱到底指的是什么。
So what is love?
这什么是爱呢?
Now for the Lord Jesus,
而对于主耶稣来说,
it was not enough to understand love just simply from a standpoint of one who receives love.
而如果只是从一个接受爱的这个观点的话呢，是不足够的。
We need to understand love from the standpoint of one who also gives love.
我们要从一个给予爱的人的这个观点呢，来去理解爱是什么。
But what is love?
那爱是什么呢？
You know, it's not enough to be loved.
要只是被爱的话是不足够的。
We also need to learn how to love.
我们要学习怎么去爱人。
Well, to be loved and to love are actually two sides of the same coin.
这爱跟被爱呢是两方面的。
No, to receive love, it's only half of it.
只接受爱的话, 它只是一半。
Half of it means it's incomplete.
如果是一半的话, 它就是不完全的。
The other part that we have to learn is we need to learn how to give love.
而另外一半呢, 就是我们要学会的怎么去给予爱。
To be loved and to love.
这被爱, 还有就是呢, 给爱。
Now this is love that is complete.
这样的爱呢, 才是完整的。
And so the question that I have for today, for you is, are we seeking to love the people around us?
而今天我要给你们的这问题呢, 就是我们有没有寻求去爱我们周围的人呢?
No, do we have a heart of love?
我们有没有这个爱心呢?
You know, if the answer is not really, then do we really understand love?
如果答案不是的话呢, 这样我们真的理解到爱了吗?
Do we really understand the Lord Jesus?
那我们理解了主耶稣了吗?
And so this is what the Lord Jesus was trying to teach His disciples.
所以这个就是耶稣他要寻求教给这个门徒的。
You know, how did He do that?
他又怎么做呢?
No, first, He gave them a commandment.
首先他给了他们一个诫命。
No, we read in John 15, Verse 12.
我们在约翰福音的第十五章第十二节这么读到。
This is my commandment.
这你们呢, 这是我的命令。
That you love one another as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱, 像我爱你们一样。
That you love one another.
那你们爱彼此相爱。
As I have loved you.
正如像我爱你们一样。
What is a commandment?
这个命令指的是什么呢？
A commandment is simply a command.
这命令呢，指的就是一个诫命。
It must be obeyed.
它需要去被遵循的。
You know, in the army, if a superior asks you to jump, you must say, how high?
在这兵营里面呢，如果一个上司要你跳的话，你要去问他说要多高呢？
Ask you to run, you must say, you know, how far?
就叫你跑的话，你就要说问多远呢？
Ask you to crawl, you must say, how low?
你要你爬行的话呢，就要说多低呢？
And not only must you obey, you must obey correctly.
你不只是要遵循，而且你是要正确的去遵循他。
You know, why did the Lord Jesus give a command?
那这耶稣他为什么要给这个命令呢？
Why did he give a commandment?
他为什么要给命令？
Well, simply because to love is not easy.
是因为呢，要爱是并不简单的。
You know, you would think that it's natural to love.
你以为呢，要能爱呢，是一个很自然的一件事情。
You would think that even between family members, it's natural to have love for each other.
你可能会想象呢，就是说，即使是家人之间呢，爱是非常容易的事。
But even within family members, love is hard.
但即使是在家人之间，爱不一定是容易的。
You know, there's a time that I quarreled with my mother.
有一段时间呢，我跟我的妈妈她和。
I cannot remember exactly why we quarreled.
我不知道我们为什么而争吵。
But I know I was very angry.
我只知道我很愤怒。
And because of that, I did not want to speak to her or talk to her.
正因为这样呢，所以呢，我不要跟她说话。
You know, I thought, okay, you know, I'm angry. Now I think I'm an adult, 21 years old. No need to talk to my mother already.
所以呢，我是成年人了，我已经21岁了。可是对我妈妈并不以为然。
You know, in the midst of it, she would still come to ask me, Ben, do you want some fruits?
她就会在这当中，她还是会问我说，韦德。你要吃水果吗？
Do you want some grapes?
你要吃葡萄吗？
I know I'll be still angry. I won't respond.
我很生气，所以我没有回应他。
Well, she would still cut it and put it in the fridge.
她还是会切了，然后呢放在冰箱里。
And then when she's not looking, I'll go to the fridge and take it to eat.
然后她没看到的时候，我就到冰箱里面去取出来吃。
You know, it's hard to love sometimes.
有时候呢，要爱呢并不容易。
And my grandmother who was staying with us then, she noticed this.
而我的这外婆跟我们住在一起，她就知道这一点。
So she, one afternoon, I remember she beckoned me to come. So she, you know, 来来。
所以有一天下午呢，她就叫我过来了。
And then she asked me in Hokkien, right? You and your mother, 不讲话啊？
她就在以福建呢，就来问我了，就是说你跟你妈妈不说话吗
？I say, ma. Then she asked why.
然后她就问呢，为什么呢
？I say, 妈妈。我憋气啊！
他就说啊，阿妈，我生气啊。
And she was saying, you know, you can't be like this. 为啥安尼款？
他就说你不可以这样。
你是孙，你是孙，
你是孙子，
孙三。
啊，你是儿子。
儿子，我是儿子。And mother 就是 mother，
母亲就是母亲。
You know, somehow that made sense for me.
这对我来讲是有道理的。
And I realized that I was wrong.
我知道我是错的。
You see, love is not easy because sin can come in the way.
爱并不容易，因为呢，罪可以来到当中。
Love is not easy because self can come in the way.
这爱并不容易呢，因为我们有自我。
It's also hard to have just a heart of love for people.
而要对人呢有这样的一份爱心呢，并不容易。
Not just love for people that we know, but love for people that we do not know.
不只是为我们认识的人，而且是那些我们不认识的人。
I remember taking a taxi once with Pastor Charlie.
我记得有一次我跟陈牧师一起搭德士。
When we reached the destination, he paid for the bill. I mean, he paid the taxi fare.
所以到达这目的地的时候呢，他就付了这个车费。
So while I thought that he was waiting to receive the change, he actually didn't receive the change.
而当他呢，我在以为他要接受这个回馈的时候呢，他并没有那个零钱的时候，他并没有。
He told the taxi driver, "It's okay, keep the change."
他就跟这个德士司机说，你可以收这剩余的这零钱。
And the change was not exactly a very small amount.
而这个多余的这个零钱呢，并不是一个很小的数目。
While he stepped out, I was still a bit stunned in the car.
当他出去的时候呢，我还是很惊讶的。
I was still a bit hesitant and confused.
我还是有点犹豫，有点错乱。
Why does not he want to take the change?
就是说为什么他没有拿回这个剩余的这零钱呢？
Should I take the change on his behalf?
我是不是应该带他呢，把这个零钱拿回呢？
And of course not.
当然没有了。
So I stepped out, of course.
我就搭出了的事。
And Pastor explained that this was his way of encouraging people.
他这陈牧师就解释，这是他鼓励人的方式。
Well, you never know who you might meet.
你不知道你会遇到怎么样的人。
But what you can do is to just encourage them.
但你可以做的就是鼓励他们。
So this was a heart of love that I did not have.
而这就是我没有有的这个爱心。
And then I looked at that. So, I wanted to have this kind of heart of love.
所以我看到这呢，我也希望呢有这样的一份爱心。
So at the end of it all, love is not easy.
所以最后呢，爱并不容易。
It really isn't, and that's why it has to be commanded.
所以并不容易，因此呢，它必须作为一个命令来给予我们。
No, but though love is not easy, it can still be learned.
但虽然爱并不容易，但我们可以学习爱。
The Lord Jesus desired the disciples to learn it.
这主耶稣他就渴望他的门徒能学到。
The Lord Jesus desires us to learn it.
耶稣他也渴望我们呢能学到。
And that's why we read in John 15, verse 13, these beautiful words.
所以我们会在约翰福音的第十五章的第十三节这么读到。
Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心呢没有比这个大的。
So not only did the Lord Jesus give them a commandment to love,
所以耶稣基督不只是给了他们一个命令，
He gave them a comparison of love.
他就给了他们这样的一个对比。
He told them what it means to love.
他就告诉他们这爱的意义是什么。
And what it means to love is to lay down one's life for his friends.
而这爱呢，就是呢，能为朋友舍命。
This is done willingly.
这是愿意的去做。
Done sacrificially.
是去牺牲的去做。
And done completely.
而且是完全的去做。
Nothing is held back.
没有呢什么可以阻止。
And in this, there is no greater love.
而在这呢，没有比这个更伟大了。
You see, love is. How do you measure love?
你要怎么去衡量这爱呢？
Love cannot be measured simply by emotions or words.
爱呢，不能可以用情感或者是话语呢去衡量。
It is measured by our actions.
它是以我们的行动去衡量的。
And the greatest action is this, to give up one's life.
而最大的这样的一个行动呢，就是为他人舍命。
For there's nothing more that we can give.
而因为没有什么还可以，我们可以给予了。
You know, the sacrifice of life for another person is always very moving.
这为人舍命是一件让人非常感动的事情。
Now I went to read some stories of how people gave their lives for others.
我就读到了人怎么为他人舍命。
And some were very meaningful.
而有些呢是非常有意义的。
Well, last year in 2015, there was a bombing in Beirut.
而在2015年，去年呢，在贝鲁这个地方呢，
这个
爆炸在这中东的地方。
Yes. So there was a father named Adele Tamos.
有一个父亲呢叫 Adele Tamos.
Who was walking out with his young daughter.
他呢就是在看顾着他的小女儿。
So he was in the midst of a crowd, and from far ahead, he saw a suicide bomber running towards them.
他在这个人群中呢，就看到了一个自杀式的这个人在里面。
What did he do?
他呢就做了什么呢？
He saw his daughter.
他看到了他的女儿。
He asked the daughter to stay there.
他就叫着女儿在那里。
He ran straight for the suicide bomber.
他直接的奔向了这个自杀式的这个人。
He took him down.
他把他呢拿下。
And the bomb exploded.
而那个爆炸，那个炸弹就爆炸了。
No, because of this man's act.
正因为这个人的这个行动，
not only was his daughter saved,
不只是他的女儿得救，
but many other family members.
而其他的这人也得救了。
Of those in the crowd.
在这人群之中。
You know, I also read not only of parents, but stories of grandparents who sacrificed their lives.
我不只是读到这父母的这样的一个故事，而且也读到了这个祖父母的这些故事。
No, this time it was in Paris.
而这次是在巴黎。
So last year in Paris, there were also shootings by terrorists.
而在去年巴黎的时候，也有恐怖主义的这射杀事件。
So the terrorists went to the public places and they opened fire there.
这恐怖的这主义者呢，他们就到了这巴黎呢，在那里开火。
You know, one of these places was a concert hall called the Bataclan.
就在那里呢，有一个这个音乐厅。
And when rescuers came to the scene, they found underneath a mother's body was a five-year-old boy.
而在这个救人的拯救人他们来到这现场的时候发现呢在这个母亲的身体底下呢有一个五岁的这个孩子
And this five-year-old boy was still alive
这五岁的这个孩子他依然活着
What happened was that as the shootings occurred
发生的时候开火的时候呢发生了什么事呢
The mother grabbed the boy hugged him down put him down and used herself as a shield
这母亲呢，她就抓住了她的儿子呢，然后用她自己的身体来作为一个挡箭牌。
No, but they found not only the mother's body there.
而她找到的不只是这母亲的这个躯体。
They found the grandmother's body.
也找到了这祖母的躯体。
So while the shootings occurred, both the mother and the grandmother ran towards the boy to protect the boy.
所以这样在开枪开火的时候呢这母亲跟祖母呢他们就用着身体去保护了这个孩子
They used their lives as a human shield
他们用他们的自己的这个生命来作为这个保障
So that that boy can be saved
这样呢孩子就得救了
Well, These are stories of sacrifice
这是这牺牲的这个故事
And these are moving stories
而这些都是感人的故事
Because it tells us what it really means to love another
这就告诉了我们爱他人的这意义。
Now, finally, I read the story of two brothers.
最后呢，我也读到了一个两个兄弟的这个故事。
You know, there's this person called Chad Arnold in the U.S.
在美国有一个人叫 Chad Arnold.
He was diagnosed with liver disease.
他那时候呢，有了这个肝病。
Well, the nature of this disease is that if it's left untreated, Chad Arnold will surely die.
而这肝病的这样的，就是说，如果他不去治疗的话，他一定会死。
And at the same time, they went for medical checkups, and they found that his brother had a perfect match.
他呢就在查的过程中呢，发现原来他的这个哥哥的这个肝是适合他的。
And when the brother found out that he had a perfect match, he straight away volunteered to give his liver to Chad Arnold.
当发现了这个事的时候呢，这哥哥他就立刻的想要把这个肝捐给这个弟弟。
Well, Chad Arnold did not want to do it because there's too much risk.
这 Chad Arnold 呢，他就不想这么做，因为这当中有很多的这个危险性。
Well, the brother insisted.
但哥哥他却坚持了。
So in the end, what happened was that Chad's brother gave 2/3 of his own liver to Chad.
所以最后呢，这个 Chad Arnold 的他的哥哥就把1/3的这个肝呢捐给了他的弟弟。
Well, the operation at the end of the day was successful for Chad Arnold.
而这个呢手术呢对于 Chad Arnold 来讲呢是成功的
But for his brother, it was a different story.
可是对于哥哥来说就不是了
No, there were complications.
他有这个副作用
And soon, his brother passed away.
而最后呢他的哥哥却去世了
His brother died so that Chad, his own brother, might live.
他的哥哥死这样的话呢 Chad 才可以活着
And once again, brethren, this is the love that the Lord Jesus was speaking about.
而同样的，这就是耶稣基督他所述说的这份爱。
To be able to give life to another.
就为他人舍命。
And this is the kind of love that Jesus wanted the disciples to understand and to have.
这一份爱呢，是耶稣基督要他的门徒他能理解并且拥有的。
Not just love for family members, love for people who are close to you, but love for the disciples of Christ.
而呢，不只是为这个家人亲近你的人，而且是为这个门徒其他的人。
You see, he not only gave them a commandment.
他不只给了他们一个命令。
He also gave them a comparison of love.
他也给他们了这样一个对比。
And finally, he really desired, you know, please do this, please comply with this commandment.
所以最后呢，他渴望他们呢可以去遵循这样的一个命令。
Now you read this in verse 14 now.
所以在第十四节你读到
You are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
你们若遵行我所吩咐的就是我的朋友了。
No, Jesus wanted them to really do this.
这耶稣呢真的要他们这么做。
He wanted them to do as he commanded.
他就要他们呢他所吩咐的这样的去做。
But you see, love is hard to understand.
首先呢，但爱是并不容易理解的。
Love is hard to practice.
而爱它不是容易去实践的。
And love is something that you cannot easily teach. It must be caught.
而这个爱呢，并不是容易的去教导，它必须去感染的。
And so the Lord Jesus showed a terrific, the most wonderful example what it really means to love.
所以呢，耶稣基督就展现了这个非常美好的一个榜样。
He showed this example to love in himself.
他就通过了他自己呢，来体现了这样的一个榜样。
First, he offered them friendship, although they were not very lovable or likable people.
首先呢，他给了他们这个友情，虽然他们并不是可爱的人。
可爱 ，yes, that is the word. He was their Lord and Master.
他是他们的这个主人。
You imagine that, you know, being a servant of such a wonderful master is good enough.
他们呢以为就可以作为这个美好的这个主人的遵循者就好了。
But he called them friends as well.
可是他称他们为朋友。
And as a friend and as one who loved them to the very end.
而这个是作为朋友爱到他们至始至终。
He gave his life for them.
他为他们舍命。
Willingly, sacrificially, and completely.
而愿意的去牺牲的去完全的去给予生命。
You can imagine how hard it is to love someone.
你能想象去爱另外一个人是非常难的事吗？
How hard it is to love a person when you cannot expect anything in return.
去爱一个人，并且呢不去追究这个回馈。
What could the disciples do for the Lord Jesus that he does not already have?
而这个门徒可以为这个耶稣给予什么呢？
But still, the Lord Jesus loved them just the same.
但耶稣依然的爱他们。
The disciples ran away when Jesus was captured and sentenced to death.
当这个耶稣基督被抓的时候，这些门徒都逃跑了。
Yet he still willingly sacrifices life for them.
但他还是愿意的去为他们舍命。
And not only the disciples.
而不只是这门徒。
The Lord Jesus sacrifices life for each and every one of us.
他也为了我们每一个人也舍命了。
For the people who shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
对于那些喊着定他罪的人。
His response was, "Father, forgive them."
而他的回应呢，就是父啊，请你原谅他们。
For us who always stray, you know, who always walk away from God, who always stumble and sin, he still laid down his life for us.
对于我们这些整天漂浮不定、这些罪的人，我们那也是他为我们而舍命。
This is the wonderful, this is the beautiful love of the Lord Jesus.
这就是耶稣这非常美丽的这爱。
He gave up his great throne in heaven to be with us on earth.
他放弃了在天国的这个宝殿而来到这里。
And one step further, he gave up his life so that we can be with him in heaven forever.
而他甚至呢就舍命了，以便呢让我们可以呢与他在天国同在。
And so when I study this John 15 and I study the love of the Lord Jesus,
所以当我在读到这约翰福音书第十五章的这份爱的时候，
I'm really challenged to respond.
我受到这个挑战要回应。
Let me understand love as the Lord Jesus taught.
让我呢去理解这耶稣基督所教导的这份爱。
Not only as one who receives love, but one who desires to love.
不止一个接受爱的人，而且是一个渴望去给予爱的人。
Let me seek to obey the Lord just as he commanded.
让我呢可以呢给予这爱，就如他所命令的。
Let me seek to love according to the comparison that he has given.
让我寻求呢，可以给这个他所比喻的这一份爱。
Let me really just comply and obey all that he says.
让我呢，可以呢去遵循他所说的这一切。
Now to do this, I know that I need the love of the Lord Jesus to grow larger, to loom larger and larger in my heart.
我知道呢，要做到这一点呢，我必须呢去接受、去理解这耶稣的爱。
Simply because my love will never be enough.
因为呢，我的爱是不足够的。
You know, let me share with you something quite personal.
让我跟你们分享一个非常个人的东西。
No, there's one friend who is also very dear to me.
有一个朋友呢，他是对我来说是非常亲密的。
And of course, that is student pastor Ben Chong.
那就是学生牧师的汉权。
So, you know, I have two sisters.
我有两个这个姐姐。
So he's like a brother I never had.
他就像是我有的这个哥哥。
So when I found out that we were going to serve together, I was very excited. Really, I was.
这当我发现我们要一起侍奉的时候呢，我非常的兴奋。
You know, I thought that our friendship was strong, and you know, we can spur each other to grow further.
我认为我们的友情是非常强的，所以我们可以鼓励彼此。
Oh, but as always, sin and self can come into the picture.
但这个罪孽、自我可以来到这当中。
You know, there was an incident where we were very upset with each other.
有一个事情呢，让我们呢跟彼此呢不高兴。
Love? There's no love.
如果说爱的话呢，没有爱。
It was just not nice feelings.
就是不好的这种感觉。
You know, through that experience, I learned so much more that my love will never be enough.
通过那个事件呢，我明白我自己的爱是不足够的。
If I really desire to love, then I must do it with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ in my heart.
如果我渴望爱的话呢，我一定要以耶稣基督的爱去做这事。
To love takes no less than that.
而要爱的话呢，就一定要这样。
And so this evening, as I speak about the love of the Lord Jesus,
所以今天傍晚当我来述说这耶稣基督的爱的时候
，I really appreciate it afresh.
我重新的去认识到了。
And I'm deeply challenged to grow deeper in the love of our Lord.
而我深受挑战呢，要去理解这样的一份爱。
And to uncles, aunties.
叔叔阿姨呢
to my friends here,
我的朋友们
now I'm deeply challenged to love all of you, if not just my love.
这受到挑战去爱你们，不只是以我的这爱。
It must be with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
一定是要以这耶稣的爱去做到这一点。
This is the wonderful love of Jesus that we can have.
这是我们可以有的这美妙的这个耶稣的爱。
May the love of the Lord Jesus be yours today.
愿这耶稣的爱呢，也可以成为你的一份子。
Let's go to God in prayer.
让我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray. Dear Father, we just thank you for this wonderful love that you show to us.
我们的天父，我们感谢您给了展示了我们这样的一份美妙的爱。
This love that you show to us through the Lord Jesus Christ.
这一份通过主耶稣基督而展现的这爱。
We pray very much that you help us.To understand and grow in this love so much more.
我们非常的去祈求呢，我们可以去明白，并且在这爱中增长。
Help us to not only see how you love us.
看到让我们怎么看到的是你怎么爱我们。
But how we can love others with your love.
而我们怎么可以以他人的来去爱他人。
We pray very much, so much more that we can really understand you and the Lord Jesus in your love.
让我们祈求呢，可以呢，真的去明白你跟耶稣基督的这爱。
We pray that it become a very personal and powerful motivation in our life.
可以成为我们在我们生命中非常强有力的一个动力。
We thank you for your love, Father.
我们感谢您给我们的这爱。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名而求。
Amen.